Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
It's hard to believe, but the 2017 session of the Montana Legislature is fast approaching its halfway point. Technically, it's called transmittal, and it's that point in the session where all general bills have to have cleared at least one house or they're dead. It's a time filled with angst and anticipation. Angst because everyone shifts into high gear trying to make sure their bills get heard and voted on before the all-important deadline. Anticipation because transmittal brings with it a much-needed four-day holiday and a sense of clarity with respect to the number of bills that are actually still alive. It's also a shock and reality check for freshman legislators holding out hope that their tabled bills might still somehow be revived. The break actually begins next Thursday, so the legislature will recess after the floor session on Wednesday. That means all bills have to be out of committees and headed to the floor by the end of this week. In the mad scramble to hear bills, the quality of the hearings takes a nosedive. Committees that normally hear two or three bills on any given day will hear five or six, and I've seen them hear as many as eight. That means testimony can be limited to the point where it's almost meaningless, and bills will be voted on the same day they're heard, leaving little or no time for amendments. It's not a pretty sight, but legislators console themselves by saying they're just keeping the bills alive so they can get a decent hearing after transmittal. They also use the transmittal deadline as an excuse to quietly kill highly contentious bills. By limiting testimony, they control the number of quotes available to the press, and by voting the same day as the hearing, the bill dies as fast as it was introduced. This is a common way for the majority party to deal with bills that the minority party knows have no chance of passing but are introduced just to score political points. Hundreds and hundreds of bills are currently on the table in committees. A motion to table a bill stops its forward progress and sends it into a holding pattern. It's not technically dead, but it probably does not have the votes necessary to take it off the table and move it forward. This is why freshmen still have hope. They believe somehow, some way, their bill will miraculously be taken off the table and revived. Transmittal dashes those hopes because those tabled bills die and focus shifts to the bills that are still alive. As I said earlier, the upside of transmittal is that it provides clarity. The backlog of bills in limbo is cleared away, and only viable bills remain. There's far less chance of bills we thought we had killed being revived than there was before transmittal, and that makes everyone breathe easier. The challenge this week is getting from here to there. Beginning today, everyone's on heightened alert. Good bills have to make certain deadlines to stay alive, and killed bills need to stay dead. Freshman legislators might be oblivious, but everyone else is on pins and needles. One way for a dead bill to come back to life is through a blast motion, and we'll talk about that tomorrow. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.